thing that I've always wanted to do was value add a product that we grew.
Ever wanted to own your own pub? Well, for one West Australian farmer, it's no longer a pipe dream. Audrey Bird bought the Wickapen Hotel and Cafe 2 hours east of Perth just over a year ago, and now proudly serves her own homegrown lamb on the menu.
There is a large component of lamb on the menu, but I've also got to be careful because a lot of farmers or a lot of our customers in the area also eat their own lamb. So we do try and do something a bit different with the lamb. And I guess just because I knew I had a good product that I was very keen to explore, value adding it again to give people the great taste of the Dorper lamb.
Hello, I'm Tyne Logan. Audrey's lamb isn't just your regular pub meal. It's already a prize winner, taking out the title for the best regional steak sandwich in the state last year, with a juicy lamb fillet replacing beef in the bread. So how does the lamb get from the farm gate to the pub plate? I head out into the paddock with Audrey to check out the flock. And so we're on the farm and this is where it starts. Can you walk me through what you do here every day?
Yeah, well, I look after the sheep side of things with the business. We shifted the lambing forward this year to the middle of March, which, given the way the season was, it's certainly been a fantastic move. So, yeah, we're about a month on from marking the lambs. Yeah, and it's certainly nice to see them growing away as quickly as they are with all this beautiful pasture that we've got at the moment.
And what breeds of sheep do you have?
We run about 2,600 mated ewes, and half of them are Dorpers and the other half are a composite Merino Border Leicester First Cross ewe.
So from the paddocks or from the feedlot, where do they go to then?
Yeah, we take them up ourselves to Corrigin, which is about an hour away. They get killed there, and I try and get them to hang them for at least a week, so they're hung in the cool room for a week, and then the butcher does a really good cut and pack service for me. So yeah, we go up 10 days later and we'll pick them up in the chiller trailer and bring them back to the hotel.
Back at the Wickapen pub, Audrey Bird takes me through the menu, showcasing her lamb products.
Well, with our menu, we have the country lamb steak sandwich, which is made up of a lamb steak or a lamb fillet, which is pretty unique to get a lamb steak on a menu. And also we do lamb shish kebabs, a lamb cutlet, which is not so much a different cut, but it's just the way that it's cooked and it's presented.
All the lamb on your menu is from your farm. That's got to be a huge cost-saving measure.
Well, it's not probably a cost-saving measure as much as you would think it is, primarily because of the killing costs and the kill and pack aspect of it, because I'm not putting through heaps of lamb. What it costs per head is a lot more than what a commercial or a bigger abattoir would charge. So this is very much a niche sort of a product.
This is a pub, a hotel, a cafe, and then you've got a farm on top of that. How do you balance all that?
I'm still trying to work that out at the moment. Yeah, this buying the local pub, the farm's only 12 kilometres away, so it ticked a lot of boxes as far as being able still to live locally and, yeah, work another business. So, yeah, it's certainly been a challenge, but, yeah, it's so far so good.
All this talk of food is making me hungry. Let's head into the kitchen and see where the award-winning lamb steak sandwich comes together.
Name's Brent Mellows, and I'm making a facey country lamb steak sandwich.
And is there a lot of pressure knowing that this is meant to be the best steak sandwich in regional WA?
Yeah, it can be sometimes. It's on and off. It was really, really a lot of pressure when we first won the award, but now not so much, but it's still really, really popular, so...
There you go. Here's a bit of beautiful. Look at that beautiful fillet.
This is the steak that we're talking about. That's interesting. That's great. And what's your favourite way to have lamb?
My favourite way to have lamb, I reckon a lamb roast, cooked long and slow, is very hard to beat.
Good traditional. I like it.